Congress is forging ahead on a relief bill with a nearly $2 trillion price tag. House Democrats hammered out the details of President Biden's plan last week, while senators were occupied with the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. This bill includes $1,400 payments to most Americans, but it has a few more hurdles to clear before President Biden can actually sign it into law. Let's bring in NPR congressional editor Deidre Walsh, joins us now with more. And Deidre, Biden has wanted to get direct payments out since day one of his administration. So what's the latest in this draft?
Good afternoon. Well, those $1,400 payments are in the House package that Democrats are finalizing this week. There was a push from centrist Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and some others to make those payments more targeted. But House Democrats are keeping the stimulus payments structured basically the same way they were for the last round. Individuals making up to $75,000 a year and couples making up to $150,000 a year are going to be eligible for the full $1,400 check. They are phased out for those making $100,000 a year or $200,000 for couples. They would not be getting a check. But those payments are viewed as a critical component in the relief package and a campaign promise President Biden has said he will not break. That, along with money for vaccine distribution and state and local governments, are the key pieces in the relief bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Deidre, I want to ask you about something else. Congressional Democrats are using this budgetary maneuver to make this effort law without Republican support. Does that limit them in any way?
It does. There are certain limits that come along with this process known as budget reconciliation. House Democrats are putting together this $1.9 trillion bill, and they did include a $15 an hour federal minimum wage bill in their version. But the rules you referenced could mean that it won't be allowed, that the Senate parliamentarian may have to strip it out. So it could have to move as a separate standalone bill.
Okay, we'll be following that for sure. Congress is mostly out this week. They're observing President's Day today. So when's the soonest this bill could actually move forward?
They're working on the bill, as you said, this week, and the Democrats have a slim majority in the House. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning to bring the House back next week, and she's optimistic they will pass it and send it to the Senate.
All right. That's NPR congressional editor Deidre Walsh. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.